There I was in UVM's Royal Tyler Theater, watching a performance of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, when I became aware that, for me at least, the evening was turning into a mashup of ideas, memories, and politics. It began modestly enough as I recognized friends both on stage and in the audience. Then I realized that this tale of tumult, treachery, and tragedy felt eerily contemporary to me. I'd first read the play in the 9th grade. In 10th, I'd read Caesar's Gallic Wars under a Latin teacher who'd been a hero in World War II. And I'd seen the play 3 or 4 times as an adult. More recently, I'd just finished a 600-page history of the first 1,000 years of Roman history. In the book, titled SPQR for Senatus Populi Quae Romani, Latin for the Roman Senate and People, author and Oxford classics professor Mary Beard juxtaposes big ideas like war, peace, beauty, citizenship, and power with mundane facts about slaves, sex, and sewage. So perhaps it was inevitable when I heard the words, "The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves." I found myself thinking of personal responsibility in fear-freighted post-9/11 America. For more than a decade, we've let slip the dogs of war by overthrowing governments and calling it, in non-Shakespearean bureaucratese, regime change. In this most bizarre year, one could say of several candidates, "O judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason." Caesar's threatened tyranny put me in mind of Putin's Russia and Erdogan's Turkey. I was reminded that in Elizabethan England, Shakespeare couldn't celebrate an act of regicide since he needed the approval of good Queen Bess. So he made Caesar's crime not about wearing a crown, but about his limitless ambition when he has Cassius say, "Why, man, he dost bestride the narrow world like a colossus, and we petty men walk under his huge legs and peep about to find ourselves dishonorable graves." Then in free association I jumped ahead 2 centuries to our Declaration of Independence and Jefferson's stirring revolutionary pledge of "our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor." And as I left the theater, more of Shakespeare's words echoed in my head. "How many ages hence shall this our lofty scene be acted o'er in states unborn and accents yet unknown?"